I'll give you two hints. Florida and the happiest place on earth.
We're going to Gator World.
No, you idiot.
Disney World.
Well, we could sleep on it, I guess. And...
Hey, everybody, cancel next week. We're going to Disney World.
And discuss it in the morning.
I remember when we had to, like, beg. It's right after Disney bought ABC.
Yeah.
We had to beg, like, we're going to get free stuff now. They let us go.
Yeah, and we're not even on jury duty.
There's that fat babe. Remember that baby? He was twins.
Call the concierge and tell him to send someone.
Wonder what he's doing now.
All right. If you need room service, press 21. If you need housekeeping, press 22. If you need the front desk, press 23. Any questions?
Yes. What is this housekeeping of which you speak?
That's Leonardo DiCaprio.
No.
It did look like your home.
Look, somebody left their robes in there.
Oh, don't worry about it, son. We won't be making that same mistake.
That baby was so damn cute.
Your room is exactly like ours is.
Hey, check out the bathroom, Dan. There's a phone in there.
I remember the first time I stayed in a Red Sea Hotel. Do you?
Yeah. I remember one of the first interviews I did went to New York, and I think I rode the elevator like 30 times up and down. The people at the hotel must have thought I was not very bright or never been out of the house before.
We're moving in.
Glenn was so great.
I know. I
love Glenn. We're moving out.
Hey, Darlene's taking a bath in the next room, and I'm going to call her from your bathroom. Is that great?
You guys are not gonna believe this.
Oh, wow. Oh my God, it's just like on The Price is Right.
Incredible. And it's all man-made.
I was reading about this. You know, this used to all be orange groves.
But that's not what one Mr. Walt Disney saw. He saw that lake. He saw that castle. He saw that ample parking with convenient shuttle service. And he set out to make that dream.
Hey, everybody, it's Mickey Mouse! Oh,
look at these pictures of all of us.
Yeah, this is where the morphing. This was right after I saw the Michael Jackson video where he's morphing. Everybody's morphing. Yeah. I called up and made him do it on here. I like that she morphs to somebody completely different.
Lisa
and then
Sarah.
Back. Yeah. Here goes you. Look at you.
Yeah, don't do me. Don't do the Mr. Laffy.
Look at you. Well, you grew up on that show, didn't you?
Look how many different ones they used for you.
I know. Look at that. Bad hair all the way.
Man, steak for breakfast. I feel like Merv Griffin.
Waffles are huge. After eating these, I don't know how those Belgians get anything done.
You're going to have so much fun, Jerry. You're going to see a big, happy, smiling mouse. Not like those ones in the traps at home.
Room service.
Them's beautiful words.
Oh, this is where all your hillbillying it up.
We're hillbillying.
Hey, did you bring me the sliced, cut-up kiwi like I ordered it?
Uh-huh, they're right there.
There's nothing like the first time you go to a hotel and you get room service.
Huh?
Isn't that like the first time you go to a hotel and get room service?
You're not going to find any extra change under there.
No, this was the hillbilly, the Beverly Hillbillies for sure.
Yeah, no.
I remember the first time I saw somebody do that. And I was like, oh my God, this is how the rich people live.
I believe I'll do something I've never before done in my entire life. A nice, fresh, crisp dollar for you, my man.
Thank you, man.
Dollar. I love it.
Yeah, wait a minute. What was it? You're welcome.
We're really hillbillying it up.
Go to that mini bar and help yourself to another summer sausage.
Yeah,
out. It was hilarious.
Attaboy.
I'm a 45 sunscreen and big floppy hats for all.
Oh, great. Nobody has to worry. The corn is safe.
Terrible.
It's time.
All right. Here we go. Park opens in 15 minutes. This is not a drill. Go, 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 go.
Did you ever do that with your kids where you set an alarm for when the park opened?
When you wish upon a star. When you
wish upon a star. I always wanted not to be it there at the beginning.
Make no difference who you are. Make
no difference who you are. There it is. I remember when we were... It's really a cool place, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Very cool place.
There, man, we were in so front. Clean. Remember?
I know. Look, I can see myself in the cement.
I want to live here. No, I want to be worthy of living here.
I hear music. Am I dead?
Okay, we're going to be here for 4 days, so remember, we don't have to get out there and see everything at once.
Yep. Yeah. Let's pace ourselves. Just take a read.
No, remember this, Michael.
We paced, and every one of us had to run.
We had to do 2 or 3 takes of that.
I know. Slow motion run.
Look at John. John's going fast.
He was running.
We were all going. Look at Glenn.
I was tripped. The guy next to me almost tripped me. I almost took Glenn out. When the camera pans away,
look at Darlene. I mean, Sarah.
We had to run a long way.
I know, we had to run that whole street 3 or 4 times.
I'll go wherever as long as I get my sandwich and my beer at lunch.
They don't serve beer in the Magic Kingdom, Dan. They do at Epcot. Go.
Running back out of the park to go get the beer.
Look at his smile.
His smile.
That was funny, wasn't it? Oh, what a great shot.
Look at them.
It's the second couple we've seen holding hands and skipping.
Maybe we've wandered into some outdoor church. Wait a minute, I've heard of this. I think they're being happy.
You know, you think as long as we're sitting, we could go on something that moves?
The Earth is hurtling through space at 100,000 miles an hour. What more do you want?
Come on, Darlene, I just want to go on the rockets. And I'll leave you alone for the rest of the day. Please, please?
Okay, why don't I just go on one with him? It'll only take a minute, and then we can hang out together.
I give in. All this joy and happiness is breaking my spirit. Go.
See you soon.
Make sure and poof up your hair so you meet the height requirement.
Is this the beer line?
Oh, no, we're just looking at space.
She's the wardrobe woman.
Yeah.
16 million pounds.
I think that was one of the most fun things about the 8th and 9th season was how you kind of got to incorporate some of the people who had worked there for so many years.
Yeah. No. And how a lot of people wanted to, you know, as a dream to be on a
right and get
show.
Their chance. And then how many of the people went from like a low level job at the beginning up to like a writer? You know, you had Drew.
Yeah, Drew Mike was. Made them writers. Well, they were funnier than the guys up in the big room. Sometimes
I know they earned it. That was the best part.
They did earn it. It was cool.
It wasn't like you just gave it to somebody.
It was cool to make people.
Stop. Would you
progress.
Acting here is not a robot. They haven't called it robot since the 50s.
Oh, sorry. Animatronic Americans.
Would you stop littering?
Not
classic
littering,
scene
Jackie,
where you're dumping stuff on the ground
kitchen.
Just so that the person will come sweep it up behind you.
Let me drive that. Let me drive that.
No, that's Please. My game. You get your own.
Now, where's he going to go with that? Huh? Where's he going to... Over here? No, over here.
God, she's so great. Isn't she great?
Where's classic? Make anything funny.
Hey,
anything.
Come here quick.
Don't, Roseanne.
No, you asked for it.
This is
one of those real people from the park. He was our guide. He got so mad because somebody tried to take a picture, like, behind the scenes.
I know.
And that was against the rules.
He was a good sport, though.
Magic Kingdom, we provide numerous trash containers for your convenience.
What? Oh, I know, I will look that up here in my Roseanne to Disney World Dictionary. Let me look up, quit bugging us and go away. Here it is. Thank you so much for your help. Have a pleasant afternoon. Hey, this polite stuff really works. But I feel so dirty.
Here's where Dan starts getting drunk.
That was Shakespeare, wasn't it? Give me your best British ale, please.
Right then, is that a half pint, pint, or yard?
What's a yard, bloke?
Well, that's one right there.
Look at him.
Look at him. The yard long.
I've died and gone to England.
Where have you guys been? It's been over an hour.
Really? Wow, it seems like 10 minutes.
Yeah, we were on our way back from the Rockets.
Oh, which was so cool.
And then we stopped by the Hall of Presidents.
Which was just the best. Zachary Taylor looked right at me.
Oh, and guess where we ended up?
Yo, pirate's life for me.
Ahoy, morons off the port bow. Give me the patch.
Can I keep the hook?
You want to go to the Swiss Family Treehouse?
Not unless they have cable and a wet bar.
Well, what about the teacups?
No more rides.
Oh, come on, Darlene.
One more word out of you and there'll be no more rides for you either, pal, if you know what I mean.
You know, DJ, I think it would be fun to just spend the rest of the day with Darlene. Just sitting.
You're not going to be just sitting, David. I mean, in a minute, I'm going to have you go fetch me a Coke.
Can't believe it. It's Goofy. No way. Thank you so much, Goofy. Bye.
Moments with the characters when Glenn's looking at Goofy,
you know who I'm talking,
and Mark is like getting angry at Goofy because he's too close to Becky.
I'm not. So typical. You know, you take your wife to the big city, full of guys in their fancy suits and their big puppy dog eyes, and all of a sudden, playing old Mark just ain't good enough for her.
Come on, Mark, let's just go. Hey,
don't you look at him. Don't look at him.
Mark, that was dopey.
I don't care. It worked.
Yeah, man, you guys put the rock in Morocco. Hey, you know this one?
My brother and my boyfriend on the Dumbo ride, and me without a camera to throw at them.
Yeah. Remember when they said Mickey does not speak?
Yeah, I took
that and put it in the Edelweiss Garden ones. Hans does not. They go, Mickey is not an actor.
Right,
remember,
they
said Mickey is not a comedian. He is a personality.
Well, really
Mickey doesn't shake hands. Remember, had all those rules.
He's an entity. He does not interact.
Right? I can't remember what it was.
But
something like that.
You're the first book I ever remember reading. And
And the truth is, you've always kind of been my favorite. You know, I've been into you since you got stuck in that hollow tree. You know, because you ate too much honey, then you couldn't get out. And, I love you. I love you. Oh, my God, I love you. I'm hugging you. I'm hugging Winnie the Pooh. Space Mountain, here we come.
This is a magic kingdom.
And a creepy kingdom.
You see what Grammy bought for you? Look at that. There.
Just a picture of Estelle in one of those Mickey Mouse hats is classic.
Well, I guess I'm the only one with the stuff to be a net. Zippity-doo, zippity-doo. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine going our way. Zippity-doo-doo, zippity-yay. Oh, you kind, I'm so embarrassed. Really, I'm just singing to my grandchildren. I mean, it's been years since I tried to do this professionally. Second-hand hats, I'm wearing second-hand clothes. That's why they call me Second-hand Rose. Even a piano in the parlor.
I ain't beer, por favor. So that's Germany, huh? That's incredible. Yeah, I'm glad I stopped by here, because this is a country I know most about. So where's that Sergeant Schultz, huh? Sergeant Schultz, they kill me.
Do not turn around. My name is Zoe. I am with the French underground. I have come to liberate you.
How do I know you're not an imposter?
To prove I am French? Bring me a snail and I will eat it.
Not good enough. I need more proof.
I will eat that snail covered with the stinky cheese that smells like the feet.
Anyone could say that.
To prove to you that I am French, let me give you the case.
I need more.
In the dresser drawer, the bottom drawer, underneath the socks, is a bag of Cheetos.
My love! Jerry Lewis is le supreme genius, no?
Vive la professeur de la natty!
Oui!
It grieves me, my love, to tell you this, but the Cheetos, they are gone.
Damn this war.
This was such a fun episode.
Do you remember how sick everybody got?
We all got sick?
Remember
when
we had to ride the rides? We had to do them like 20 times.
I know. So cool. I was like, I can't go on the, what was it? Thunder Mountain?
Yeah.
Like, I can't go on a roller coaster. I'll have a heart attack. They made me do it. They said that the Disney wanted me to do it.
We were supposed to be seen on one of the...
Seen on the rides. Yeah. Like, oh, no. I just wanted to be seen at the snack bar.
And of course, Sarah Gilbert and I, we had to ride Dumbo, and Dumbo was like the most gentle ride in the world. We were so sick after we got up.
Why?
Because we went around like 30 times. We did the whole ride 30 times. We got off and we both laid on the ground in the middle of Disney World because all these people were staring and watching us. Do you remember how cold it was that night?
All over this great big world.
It was freezing. It was like the only time that it's ever been that cold in Florida. Remember people were walking around, the crew people were walking around with socks, his earmuffs.
Look at all the family, Dan. Everybody's so happy.
Okay, this is my parents' number in Lanford, and this is my dorm room in Chicago. And let's not make this one of those things, you know, where we say we'll call each other and then we don't, you know.
Ha 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 ha!
I'm only saying you should consider some dramatic roles. I mean, you've already proved you can do comedies.
Man, this is great. What do you say next year? We cash in your life insurance policy and we go on a cruise.
I don't think that'd be the smart thing to do.
Done.
Room service.
It's about time you got here. I'm starving.
I apologize. There was fog over Atlanta.
It's Bob. Poor Bob. Bob ended up in like 6 or 7 different episodes, I think.
He was my favorite.
Oh, no. I ordered a whole wheat toast.
My mistake. Back in a jiffy.
There'll be a buck in it for you. Disney operation is tops with me.